We're back in.
What happened to our guests?
They went to lunch.
Let's
work fast. We were
around Seaford and Blades.
So we live. No, I'm just kidding.
So are all the town, all that, the pink areas, annexation, it's all town center, right? And all the yellow's not town center?
The pink is town center from 2008. The yellow is developing areas from 2008. And the orange is mixed residential.
Right.
I need to write this down.
Yeah, so I didn't realize it, but it's all right there.
Oh, it's right here.
I had to point it out to him.
Yeah.
Those areas to the right of the map, east of 13, there's a lot of white there, and it looks like that's...
Here?
That's not built out? I mean, a good chunk of that? No, not in... Is that Bridgeville? No.
And we're up there in Bridgeville.
So we probably need to expand that area to the right of 13. I guess to some degree, don't you think, Bob? Between Bridgeville and Seaford.
I would.
Yeah. Especially if the county sewer line goes through there. It's better to go to the right of 13 than go left and towards...
Yeah, and I think anything we can do to encourage that to happen is going to be smart. So, yeah, I would...
Do you see where your hatched area is, north of Bridgeville, Alexis? Mm-hmm. You know, if we can kind of expand that around Bridgeville, south towards Seaford?
Keep going south, because
yeah,
I think...
Keep going. See the yellow there now that you're mm-hmm. running into? So connect the hatch area at the top to the yellow at the bottom somehow.
But there's town center in between the two.
There is.
But you want to expand.
That's what I mean, expand that.
Wider?
Yeah, go wider off 13.
You want to go, I'm going to
like
take over.
Here?
Yeah,
somewhere
yeah, they
around.
What about
there,
on
yeah.
the side?
You okay with that, Bob?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
That would work, yeah.
Just on the west or on the east too?
I think more on the west than
the
east.
I mean the west-east, yeah.
More on the east than the west.
Go on the east over here?
Yeah.
Do you want to go town center and expand that out a little bit, or do you want to go developing areas?
Well, what do you think Bridgeville, I mean, it's adjacent to them, which would complement their comp plan better?
Well, because right now everything in the light pink, the more salmon color, is the town boundary. So we did everything in pink for town center. So developing areas might not be bad.
So let's do developing
around
areas. That's town center. There might be...
So we want to do...
I'm taking a look at the parcels. I mean, it's a lot of...
Bridgeville.
Well, maybe
there's
we
the
can
river.
Start.
Some of that is actually in preservation as well.
Yeah.
All of what Lanny Grell's out on Redden.
But if we go further,
they're districts, but they've not been sold. They're just
no. Some of those are permanently preserved. If you look at your paper map.
This one's in the town center.
Hmm. We can get back to 404.
Oh man, I was going wrong. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Down here. So is that what, would that
there's
be the Redden Road?
That be,
that's his property out there.
Yeah, so like below Redden Road here, it looks like a lot of this is preserved.
Well, how about between Redden Road and the
North
Preservation District?
You south? Want to fill that in with, because on our map, there's a little
box, right?
So you want to fill in between the you want to fill this in?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come down and point it out to him exactly what you want filled in.
Yeah, separately from him.
I know that they were, but there was just, here's an overlay that this area, if you're going to build it, by the way.
Yeah, that we're going to.
Someday we want to expand here.
Yeah.
Just
everything is. I mean, we might as well not even do this if we don't get them in.
Exactly. I mean, it's just kind
of. Just east of Bridgeville, right?
You know.
Yeah, above 404.
Yeah, above 404.
So I'm just going to come over and.
This box here. Or this one. There's 404 here.
I was thinking all of this.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was figuring, fill in the blocks between this, here, and then up to here. But leave it at south of Ryden.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You got it.
It works.
So that's all going to be what?
Developing area. It surrounds a couple of ag districts, but that's just the way it works. We've had a couple areas.
Bridgeville.
Okay.
That's most of the headwaters, and I had no idea.
Then you already did that north, you already got that corner.
Learn something every day. So just for the rest of the group, the area being proposed, there is some protected land in here. You can kind of see the green.
Yeah.
It's this, anything that's not protected in here, just in this area here. And I think a little bit over here, too.
Yeah, kind of, it'll kind of match, it'll kind of go to, between the protected lands and where we already have the mixed residential that's out there, that's already zoned GR or MR, and then just filling in that gap south of Ryden Road to the town.
Now, where you have the crosshatch just north of...
Is your yard in town, or?
Bridgeville.
Your yard in the county?
Yeah, mine is...
Everybody's hoping so.
Okay, right there.
Construction yard.
Can you pull up the GPS?
Just out on Ryden Road.
But just outside the, I guess?
Well, I...
That's 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
It's contiguous with, it's basically at the bypass.
Yeah.
Where's the Greenwood?
Yeah, no, I knew where it was. I just didn't know where you were in relation to the town boundary.
The co-op is in there somewhere?
A lot of protected land out there.
The co-op's going to be 113...
Just, it's right across from that grid.
Is any of that property out by Royal Farms?
Turn on the zoning. The zoning is on.
See the property that's out around...
Oh, okay. If we turn on the zoning, I can tell you exactly where it is.
That East Service Road that runs behind Royal Farms.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All those parcels that are in there, that's all in the town.
So maybe the, do you know, is the commercial park that where I'm out of, is that town?
I don't think you're in town.
But I'm contiguous to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's here. It's up here.
Across the street or not?
Is that the co-op?
Or not?
Yeah, because there's the road. Yeah, this, I think this is...
No advantage to you now.
Sorry, I'm driving.
Not anywhere near you.
So according to this map...
Well, it's near you, but it's expensive to get to. They're not going to do it.
Is that already zoned?
No, it's 2008, developing area.
Is there any zoning underneath it?
That's the zoning on top of it.
Commercial and some general...
I'm just going to up and back and forth so you can kind of...
If we remove that...
They need a pumping station.
Developing area there.
Who's going to pay for it?
Is that an issue?
So that's why all that land is sitting there.
And replace it with an AB.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm short-sighted.
Well, I mean, because it's around the town.
It's the whole way around Greenwood.
Because this is the town boundary is right there.
Yeah. What's the curve?
Where's Smith's and all that?
There's the light brown or the manila versus the yellow, and it kind of curves around there. That's developing area where your arrow is.
Yeah.
What's the yellow?
No, that's mixed residential.
That's mixed residential.
Looks like a school.
What's underneath? Is there houses there?
That's a school.
That's the Bridgeville High School.
School's on the highway, right?
Talking about the new school in Adams? Out at Adams?
No.
You talking about the one out?
Right where your arrow is, now move up. The manila, that overlay, that's mixed residential?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where...
And can you remove that and see if it's been built or what's on it? What's the zone?
Well, it's zoned.
Zone GR?
It's zoned...
Yeah.
GR. Or MR. So it's zoned, which is why the land use, sorry, I'm really close to it, which is why the land use is the developing areas to map.
What's the co-op zoning?
Co-op is zoned...
The co-op is just...
Co-op is zoned a mixture of C1 and CR1.
Isn't the co-op just above where you're at?
This one here?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah, right.
It's more than that, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a larger...
There's some acres.
Yeah.
Of land.
It's right up there, that line.
It's this one.
That's the co-op there?
I turn off the zoning. Yeah, that's the co-op right here.
And the yellow means it's a town center?
It's a developing area. Town, the yellow is the developing area, the... And right now, there is no pink because it's Greenwood, so I don't really think they have...
They don't have annexation.
They don't have an annexation area, so it was always developing area.
I mean, we're better off to, you know, because the co-op is semi-industrial, I guess you could say. You know, is that one of those places where...
Because that's the corporate headquarters.
Yeah, but they've got...
Oh, I know, because they've gone through conditional uses for that site.
Yeah, they're there,
so,
and that's...
I mean, it's there. You know, should we expand on that footprint as, you know, even light industrial, or they've got outside storage of all kinds of stuff? That's how I...
Yeah, because they have a conditional use, because the corporate headquarters is permitted, and they came through just recently, within the last year, for conditional use, because they were doing some outdoor storage, they were doing a building addition, they were taking some of the outdoor storage, putting it inside buildings, they were doing a new generator.
We changed the zone for them.
That's what I'm saying, you know, can't...
Did we not change the zone for them?
Yeah, I think they're zoned commercial.
Is that commercial or zoned LI?
No, it's zoned commercial. So this is a commercial land use.
Is that industrial?
No, zoning is AR1. So the bright red...
Isn't that where that fibers, one of those processing plants, right?
Yeah.
On the south side of Greenwood? You go through town and then you go south? Like right on the edge, it's basically in Greenwood, their plant is, right? Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's a Greenwood thing.
Yeah, that's the co-op there.
Yeah, this is the co-op. So right along 13.
Yeah.
Is industrial zone, or commercially zoned. The land use is developing areas. Across the street from the co-op is AR zoning with a highway commercial land use classification. And then we have... over here, some GR zoning with mixed residential land use.
But there's not; it's not been developed. I mean, there's no; it's just got the MR zoning.
It's GR zoning and... it has not been developed, but we definitely want to... We could change it to developing areas, but we don't want to take it down to low density because it's already zoned GR.
No, I was thinking about trying to accommodate the co-op to a more industrial use, expanding their area.
You want to take this
more
to
industrial use?
Yeah.
Industrial?
Like, you know, something where they can store outdoor because they got poles and all kinds of stuff outside, right? Yeah. So that's LI1, right?
I was thinking in the back of my head of...
LI2.
Well, we could do it as planned industrial areas.
Why don't we just do that?
That's what I'd like to do. Do it as a planned industrial
area. Like this area, and maybe just leave it the border at the road.
Yeah, change the follow road and that all the way up to the other parcel up there or something. Up to that line, yeah.
Yeah.
They own this. They don't own this, but if we do...
I think they own the parcel in back, 30-some acres, I believe.
You can turn them on and click on them.
Yeah, they didn't own that.
How did Arn?
I don't think they own too much across the road.
So where they're on the east side?
Nope, they're south. There you go.
This one?
Nope, other side.
This one?
Yeah.
There it is.
That's what they own. And then they own the parcels to the south.
But it doesn't hurt to expand that beyond that, right?
No, not if you think that makes more sense for them, and, you know, we'll hear from them if they have concerns.
It makes more sense for them. Well, it might make more sense for somebody that might want to locate something there.
Right, So if we can do that as...
So just the co-op properties turn
now?
And that property behind it.
Oh, yeah, and one behind it? Okay.
That's a treatment plant right up there in the top left-hand corner.
So going all the way down to this road,
right,
following it up, and then let me zoom back out because it got goofy. To here.
Okay.
I heard Anacoke River goes all the way up to Greenwood, too. Didn't know that either.
It goes even further.
I had no idea. I was just
it gets to be about that big.
Oh, I know, but the fact that it's, I had not a clue. I even watched Captain Willie last night on WBOC, and he said it started in Seaford, so he was wrong.
I was good last night.
Did you watch that?
It
yeah, it was really cool.
I was flipping around and saw
it's probably cool. Where the beginning of the navigable water is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Not just the damp spot.
But there is a damp spot all the way into Caroline County, Maryland.
It looks like we've got a... Let me turn on the...
Where was that spot you were looking for earlier, Janelle? There was an industrial area you said that you didn't want to miss?
Yeah, we'll get there. He just came in the last 2 years. He makes doors or something all the way up.
Like overhead doors?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was partially zoned industrial, and the rest of it was AR.
Like
then
that
he came,
spot there?
Is it this?
The Alta? No. It's much smaller than that.
Is it this?
I'm talking about Natco, are you?
I might be.
Is it Natco?
Natco. I thought they were out further.
They're probably they're really out. They're sort of out 16 or.
Yeah, 36. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it's zone industrial, and I just want to make sure that land use matches that zoning.
That's all
I want to do.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't have a problem with that, we can.
No, do you just take care of that? Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to.
Dustin Yoder.
Yeah, I think it is his.
Yeah.
That's he's the son, Dustin. And
yeah, that's where Sam's place was, right? You're talking about?
No, it was where originally Nanny Coke Holmes' cabinet shop was.
Yeah,
before that, it was with the other guys.
Now you got the, there's an industrial site there, above Greenwood, just right there. And what's the purple, the other color?
Purple is the future land use from 08 of planned industrial.
And
this is the zoning on top, so it has some LI and some commercial zoning.
And can we expand that industrial area, planned industrial area, out a little further, Janelle, or not?
And do we want to include it to kind of come over and pick up where that heavy industrial actually is zoned? Kind of square it off a little bit?
On the bottom and then come out on the top a little further or what?
That's over here.
So that parcel almost in its entirety?
That one is preserved.
Oh, it's preserved?
Yeah, if you look at your map, your paper map.
You can see it. Always look at the map first.
Yeah, look at the paper map. It's surrounded by preserved land.
We could definitely get the properties to the south.
Yeah, catch the industrial one down here.
Yeah, especially that one that is zoned heavy industrial.
Here.
Yeah.
And then just bring it over or keep going down.
Catch all this here?
I think we're just going to have to be careful because there are a lot of houses right there.
That's the thing. What's that one just below the preserve?
I don't think
parcel,
we want to put houses in an industrial land use, even though the AR zone is. But if we leave it as developing areas, if we pick some of the houses, some of the land like that parcel that is zoned industrial, and maybe some of the vacant parcels, we could take those into planned industrial, and then leave the houses as in developing areas because you can still do industrial zoning within the developing areas. That way we're not potentially impacting the houses that are there.
Let's consider the parcel she's got highlighted in the yellow line now.
Okay.
And then do just what you said down to the small industrial parcel down there. You know, make your way down that way.
It looks like Janelle's saying there's homes right in here.
Yeah, we'll have to go around those.
Or we come over, clean this up, and then just come over and pick that up.
That might
be
that
idea. Concerned about is that in that particular area, I think, can I turn the mic off for a second? I think the electric service provider issue exists there. Did I say that point?
This would just clean up the...
that was good.
This is half and half, and if we come down and pick that guy up, and then just kind of fill that in and then leave the rest of them as developing areas. So if they want to zone industrial, good. If
keep
not...
Keep in mind that, you know, that issue that I just mentioned exists there.
Yeah.
I've got it here. I don't know. I've got so many papers. How am I supposed to know what I got and don't have? Oh, here it is. This issue exists there.
got it.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah. But I think we're also going to want to take some of that industrial and change it to a highway commercial because it's zoned C1. And I don't think we want, if it's already zoned C1, it to have a planned industrial land use classification, because typically you don't allow C1 in an industrial zone. You're looking for that LI1, LI2, the heavy industrial. I'm just throwing that out there. We could take it to a developing area.
Can you run your cursor up through Route 13 just so I make sure I know exactly?
What did you want?
Route 13, the highway. Where,
this is 13.
Right.
Can you help me understand? Like, what is the in ways commercial and industrial kind of overlap? What's the problem with having some commercial and then right beside it some some industrial? Like, they were talking about, you know, storing the poles or the transformers outside and stuff.
That makes more sense. It's if you have like a restaurant or an office that has a land use classification as industrial and you're zoned commercial. I'm just trying, them being right next to each other, perfectly fine.
What were the two? An office?
Like, if you think of anything that's allowed in C1, you can have houses, you can have a bakery, you can have a daycare, you can have a restaurant. You know, like, contractors' office yards make perfect sense, but do you really want them, like, a daycare to have an underlying land use classification as industrial?
You just said it's a consistency.
It's a consistency issue, especially since it's already zoned commercial.
I guess the point being either, I mean, theoretically, rezone it from commercial to something else or make the Puget land use map reflect that it's commercial.
Yes.
You mean if you already have a commercial and you wanted a piece of it to be able to store something, then
no, it's, I think it really has to do with the zoning, that the zoning's already commercial.
It's zoned, the red is zoned commercial, but it's underneath it is the future land use of industrial.
And which she's just saying doesn't.
So do we change? Do we just make the future land use of commercial for where it's zoned commercial, so they match?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Instead of it being industrial.
So I think what we're saying is we're going to add industrial on the left side and take it off where the commercial is.
Yeah.
On the right.
And keep the commercial. What's that on the corner? What's the?
There's
right there. What's that?
Oh, too close.
Too close.
There you go.
Well, if you don't need ibuprofen when you get done one of these meetings, you never will.
I just wondered, that looked almost more like an industrial use than a commercial was anyway.
Where's the
just south of
warehousing and at C1.
Is that Bear? No.
I don't know what this is.
Well, where are we?
Greenwood.
South of Greenwood, right?
Oh, that's the road. Just north of that is Nantico.
It's Greenwood Road.
It's Greenwood, where
it's Greenwood Road. It's where it's where Atlantic Aluminum is.
Well, it's across.
Oh.
Yeah, the lot they were looking at was across the street on the other side. It's that guy that he has that big yard and he puts trailers and stuff all out there.
Empty. Yeah, well, yeah, that piece there, yeah, yeah. I just
put that C1.
Had a clamshell stored there.
You got it.
Yeah. That was my question. If he's using it, if it's almost an industrial use at C1, wouldn't he be more compatible with the planned industrial like it is?
I'm going to guess that
but I'd
this.
I'd take it further.
That might be a house.
You can't. Yeah, they got an ag district.
I mean, it could be. I'm going to guess it's an old house, which they could be using as an office, but just
north of it, if you wanted to.
Janelle, why doesn't the zoning match the parcel boundaries?
Because it's the original zoning, so it only went out 500 feet.
Oh, okay.
So that's original C1 zoning that only went out 500 feet.
So do you want to do the 500 feet, or do you want to do the whole parcel?
They do the parcel. I don't know that we're going to get
I would do the parcel. It's cleaner.
Okay. Yeah, people are coming in to make it.
We're hearing that every other month. Somebody needs to.
But you know, that
clean
goes back.
Something up.
That's right. Yeah,
I'll catch you next time.
Hey, graduation.
Well, that goes back to the tracks, too. Talking about the whole ag overlay. if you go west on that road, the
you know, the tracks are right there. Right?
Well, that railroad tracks? Yeah.
Yeah, that's railroad tracks. Yep.
Right there. Yeah.
That's the railroad track.
I thought that was a road. Yeah. That's right. That is railroad track.
We might be able to go to the north and around that ag district and, you know, consider an either expanded industrial or
up here?
Or an AB or something like that. Yeah, just to the just above that, if you pull that map down.
So that's preserved up here. In fact, all this looks like a lot of this is preserved.
But keep pulling it down. It stops there, right?
This is preserved.
Yeah.
This but is preserved up here.
That is too?
Uh-huh. Look on your paper map. It's all around the industrial.
Other than that one strip. Uh-huh.
Nope.
Okay.
So it's locked in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're good. Are we good?
I have a general question.
Yeah.
So just in looking at the county and the future land use, you have, you know, your developing areas or your, what's the category?
Mixed
rural versus, what's the general? Growth in rural areas. Do you want any other type of, like a new category for the rural areas, like above and beyond that would, you could draw some areas to show maybe areas where there should be incentives for downzoning, like to encourage people to do more preservation? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I think it's a beautiful dream, but.
But I'm just saying, you know. I'm just throwing this out there, like to encourage more preservation.
I mean, we've got ag districts, which is basically a downzone.
But it's an ag district, and that's not an area drawn by the county, though. It's up to the individual landowner to decide whether to do a district or not. So, like, would you want to do anything to show areas around, like, the Nanticoke or areas where are very sensitive, where you would just say these are special rural areas and there might be incentives to downzone? Does anyone follow what I'm saying?
I'm throwing it out there. But are there incentives to downzone other than you're just doing a good thing for the world? And I mean, I would wish that were the reason people did things, but.
Well, if you don't need that infrastructure overlay, then you don't need to, it doesn't need to be in your plan peripheral or whatever that you might have to spend money on making the roads bigger and running sewer and water out there. Is that why you downzone? No.
I don't know. We did a voluntary downzone on C1, and some people did that. But the motivation there was because of the assessment.
Okay.
And so when they downzone from C1, they went to an AR1 assessment. So some people thought, hey, I'm never going to use the C1, and I'll accept the downzoning, and they went back to AR. But downzoning from AR to zero, whatever, is negligible. I mean, we pay for our buildings dearly. We pay a lot of money for our buildings, relative. But we don't pay much for land. There's not a lot of incentive for just land. I can't remember off the top of my head, but the land tax on my farm is less than $100, but I pay over $4,000 in property taxes because of the buildings, you know. So
what's the difference between the AR land and the commercial land in taxes?
Well, I don't know the exact assessment, but it's significant enough that people took advantage of the downzoning option, and not just one or two. There was a number of people that did. And there was no requirement. It was just, hey, you know. So I be honest with you, Alexis, to your point, I just think we're not going to go there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think outside the box if there's anything more that can be done to encourage more preservation. And by the county, you know, drawing on a map areas where they'd like to see more preservation putting something, tying it with some sort of incentive or something to get people to do it.
If it's brought to fruition and we spread the purchase of density option around the other districts and there's a pool of money there, then you start to get people interested in selling their development rights and all that, and then you can start to have a tiered system. You know, maybe somebody near the Nanticoke River would have a higher scoring than somebody miles away from it. But until you have a financing source, there's you know, that's the way to do that. I think we're working in that direction with the comp plan. We've got a long way to go, because even if we adopt the concept that we're talking about here, you still have the ordinances to run through and all that, and then you have to use the land trust the way it was used in the mid 2000s, 2005 to 2009. But that's the only way to do it. Drawing lines on a map is not going to get you there. Especially not going to get you there if you take people's densities away. Should I go there? No, I don't need to go back there. Just joking. Sorry. Hey, stop it, Janelle. You know, you don't need to stir the pot every time. You know, calm down.
Okay. Sorry. I was just trying to throw something out there.
Right. No, I like. I like the idea, but I just don't see that it's a. It's like I was just asking Vince: is there any kind of overlay we could come up with to put on some of these roads to just say, you know, these are roads that need to be expanded.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need to make your setbacks larger there if you're gonna be there. Something, you know, some kind of, but.
Yeah, like, so we've been focusing on the 2008 future land use categories and changes to those boundaries, but and the ag overlay, AB overlay will be something new. Is there anything new, like a preservation overlay or something, like I was mentioning, or a road overlay, like you're saying, that we want to consider for the future land use map for 2018?
I think what we discussed the last time was looking at expanding the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which might need to be a strategy in the future land use to look at, because that has that 20-foot landscape buffer along the road edges. And I know we talked about it, because that then if we ever wanted to go preserve or widen some of those roads, we don't have buildings we're moving. It would just be landscaping. And I know we talked about, I know, Mr. Ross, you really liked some of that, like putting that on 9 and 16.
Some of the major routes, as long as we understand that we're going to tear that landscaping up at some point. I mean, it does do that.
Yeah.
Also recently, outside of the public discussion, but it is big public. I didn't want to interrupt our future land use, but I was emailing back and forth between Hans about utility easements in the setback area. And it's something that we can do as a commission when we do site plan. You know, we can just simply say, hey, you know, here's a setback area, and we're going to require you to give the county a utility easement for both, you know, natural gas, underground electric, sewer, water, whatever we decide to do. And that helps us from having, or helps DLDOT and us as taxpayers, from having to move those utilities when those roads do get expanded, because now they're in the setback. And it's not very intrusive either, because the setback area, all this is underground utilities, so it really, I mean, when they're put in, it's disruptive, but once that's covered and grass is grown, you don't even know they're there.
Right.
So it saves the taxpayers money, it provides a place for utilities as we approve projects, so that you don't have to buy those utility easements down the road. So that's something, as we revisit all the elements, we're going to open that discussion back up again in the utility section and mobility about combining that as a possibility, you know, of... you know, we should consider requiring utility easements as we approve projects. And I think the highway corridor overlay goes in that, as long as we understand that all that beautification is liable to be torn up.
And we just push it back another 20 feet. Then we're into the building.
Yeah, we may not need it. I mean, if we have, you know, I know that Mr. Burton, who we saw briefly during lunch, is talking about expanding the setbacks. So, you know, maybe you don't need to plant something in the setbacks if they're there. You know, the people can, you know.
Well, I think it was also, there was concern about, you know, having some of the other roads look more commercial, and how do we keep them from looking so commercial. And that is one of the ways to help keep them, preserve some of the character as people are driving through.
Yeah, not trees, but just good landscaping.
Yeah. Know.
It's not a very expensive. What else do you have? We're nearing 1 o'clock, but we're not there yet.
Just just, I guess, the agenda. Are we done with the future land use?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, the agenda, where we have enough time to probably look at next next week's agenda. And also, did we ever arrive at a location and date for the...
Yep, I was going to get to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to start there?
Sure. So October 11th, the Cheer Center. We will be there beginning at noon, and we will go. We have to be out of there by 9, so hopefully we'll be done by 8. So there's actually a potential of doing the presentation 3 different times, potentially. So we could have an open house, and so people could come throughout the day, and then we could have set times for the presentation. And I know you guys had discussed food. I just need to know what type of food.
Keller said he was doing the barbecue, I heard at one point.
I'd be glad to.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
Real quick, you said noon. Is it we can get in at noon to set up, or we start at noon?
We start at noon.
Start at noon, so we can get in at 11 to set up.
And we'll triple check. Okay. The problem is with the Cheer Center, they have a caterer that we have to go through. So I need to know what type of food we need. I know, sorry.
I got this monster barbecue grill that I'm going to pick up.
That's a big oil drum thing.
Catering thing.
Noon till 8.
Noon till 8.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not. You guys have an opinion on food? I really don't know.
I'm about that.
Bob, what do you think?
We're going to be there from 12 to 8.
8 to 12? 12 to 8?
Because I figured
let me back up. This is not the public hearing. This is just a workshop.
This is the public workshop
to
discuss the draft.
Barbecue idea.
Well, people are going to be coming in and out, obviously.
Right, so I was thinking something light. They could do cookies and, you know, coffee or something.
That's what I was thinking was simple.
That way we could provide that. They also had another option, which was like fruit and chips and granola bars, but we've done the granola bars a couple of times. So I didn't think we wanted to do like a big meal if people are going to be coming in and out. So I just...
Especially you don't know how many people are coming as well.
So. Right.
Did you have
something,
any thoughts?
Yeah, Kim? Something. Some finger food.
Yeah, I was throw a couple cookies out.
Can we get back to the substance of it? But
yes.
So, I mean, I know we've got... we've got some time, but, you know, we're saying we're going to do presentations and open house. Is the agenda going to state that presentation is going to start at...
A certain time.
And then begin at 5?
And that will be noticed in when we...
So people know when to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will make sure that is on the Facebook page, in the email, on Twitter. We will send that out so people are aware. I will mention it multiple times at every meeting that I'm at, and I go to one or two. So, like today, October 11th, Cheer Center, Georgetown, that we will note that there will be an open house with a presentation at certain times. And we'll provide snacks. Light snacks.
Well, I think, you know, just, you know, use your judgment on that and let Cheers advise us on what to do and do that and whatever we have. That's all. We're not going to have dinner. It's too long a time frame to do that.
And since we're talking about meetings, the public hearing, the official public hearing before the Planning Commission is tentatively scheduled for November 2nd. And that is a normal Planning Commission night. So that will be the only public hearing and the only item of business on that agenda. There will be no other additional business. It will just be the public hearing.
Okay. And then for next week's agenda, I guess we can come back to the conservation element. If you can get just the language, if you don't get the map done, that's cool.
Okay.
Can we finish up future land use, or do you want to go to mobility?
I will revise the map, but I may not have the text ready. But I can give you a new map.
How about we do this? How about we put mobility on after conservation?
Okay.
See how far we get, and let's put future land use on. And then if we get to future land use, great. If we don't,
agenda.
Okay. I'll probably have housing too. Brandy and Brad are currently reviewing a draft of housing, so we might be able to get that in there if there's time. I don't know. Well, you guys have seen mobility.
I think mobility's gone.
Right, but Josh actually can't stay the entire day next week. So he's going to be in the morning. So if we can do conservation, finish up conservation, and then delve into transportation, I think he has to leave a little after lunch, and then we could get into housing and future land use in the afternoon. Okay, but unfortunately he has to leave earlier next week.
I just hate to have Brad and Brandy come in and then us not get to them or whatever. But I'd like to get mobility and finish up future land use if we can, because of the priority of those two elements. And then we could put housing on as long as those guys are flexible.
Yeah, I'd like to, because we're
because that leaves the 27th just to, if we need changes to housing, I'd rather touch it next week so then we can finish it and finalize it.
Let's put mobility, then housing, then future land use. And then maybe Brad and Brandy can get us something out as quickly as they have the draft.
They're reviewing it, the draft I put together. I'm talking to them tomorrow after lunch to see what their thoughts are and any changes. So I then need to make their changes. So you'll probably be getting it early next week, depending on how extensive their changes are.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll have to squeeze in probably a meeting or two in October prior to the workshop and get what work we can done. Okay?
And if we can't, if we can't get to housing, I would like to touch on it, like Janelle said.
Just to touch on it.
Well, if we have it, we can look through it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll get it to you as fast as we can, and, you know, I'll bug Brandy this afternoon.
Yeah,
go, hey, Brandy, how's it going?
That helped us tremendously in conservation, because we had a lot of changes, but because we had them all organized, we were able to get through.
Yeah, it was easy to just go through and say yes.
And you have the transportation chapter.
Yes, 68 pages.
Focus your efforts on the 70 pages.
Yeah, we'll look at that.
But the future land use, I don't know if I can get the text draft together by Wednesday. That's
okay, let's not worry about it.
But like I said, I can get these map changes made.
The sooner the better, but...
Yeah.
And get the map changes out.
Just because I want to.
You want to see the text because it's so.
Yeah, tight. I'm fine with that. Intergovernmental coordination with that one. Is that one we can get out for people to look at?
Soon. I just got the mobility, and I need to weave all that in.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think there's going to be major changes to mobility?
I
thought was, you know, to the extent that
we could send it out with a note with. Like big holes in it, so at least they can see
it. Yeah, mobility, housing, those intergovernmental coordination
pieces will be missing. But
can review it like we did on conservation, because that'll cut down on the time that we're spending here.
Okay.
You know,
let me see where it is.
If it reads okay
without the rest of it. Okay.
And we'll just, worst cases, we go, hey, big placeholder waiting to get comments and finalize.
Okay.
Okay, we're 4 minutes late, but I want to go ahead and get the public comment, and then if we need more discussion, we can get to it.
Can I just, on public comment, I know we've got some speakers. Mabel Granke, who you all kind of know who she is, she, at her request at one of the meetings, she had asked for paper copies of the elements we've